It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with RNIB events and fundraising. We tell you all about the amazing work being done to raise funds for the charity, which helps change everyday lives for people who are blind or partially sighted. Lizzie Wagner and Becca McCrow are with me today. Becca, I'll come to yourself first of all, actually, because there's a real drive at the moment to help out with Sooty.
We've had a brilliant relationship with Sooty that dates back to the 60s, and we have collection boxes all over the country. 16,000 boxes are out there right now, which is incredible, and they bring in about £500,000 per year. We have currently over about 300 volunteer collectors all over the country and help us place the boxes in locations such as pubs or supermarkets, and then they also help to then empty them and bank the money for us. And what we're looking for is more collectors at the moment, and actually more places to put the boxes. So let me tell you about one of our amazing volunteers that we have at the moment. It's a guy called Stuart Wing, and he's going to tell you a little bit about how he got involved.
I was given unexpected early retirement from work, and to be honest, after 43 years, didn't know how to fill my time. And somebody suggested to me voluntary work. I went to the voluntary service office in Woking and asked, were there charities or voluntary work that could use somebody with time on their hands, as I wanted to give something back after having worked for a salary for over 40 years. One of the people they put me in touch with was the RNIB, and I've not looked back.
It's really as easy as that, and you can literally give as much time as you like.
Initially, I was given pubs and shops around Guildford and Godalming, which was about a dozen which needed visiting. And as and when other collectors either resigned or retired, I volunteered to pick up extra sites which I could reach from Guildford. And I now go as far afield as Andover, Basingstoke, Billingshurst, Brighton, Havant, Lancing, Newbury and Slough. I've now got over 200 sites that I'm responsible for. And I suppose an average size collection would be in the region of £15 to £20, although some I go to have as little as less than £5. The biggest single site I've visited was a garden centre where I collected over £420 in copper and silver. And in 4 years, I've raised just over £30,000.
And as you can see, when we say every penny counts, we really do mean it. And he has some encouraging words if you'd like to get involved.
I find that it gives me a sense of purpose to get up on a Monday morning knowing that there will be a day or maybe 2 days during the week when I will be going to do something for which people want me to be involved. I feel as though I'm putting something back, and I feel a sense of achievement. I have actually spoken to friends of mine about it and recommended that if they have spare time, that they consider offering their services to the RNIB, and they might get a sense of fulfilment similar to the one I'm getting.
Really good to hear from you, the guys at the sharp end, Becca, who are out there, you know, collecting these boxes, finding new places, and you are looking for more people. How would someone get in touch then if they're interested in doing this?
We'd love to hear from anybody who would be interested. So you can go onto our website. So that's rnib.org.uk/sooty, where you can just fill in a little form showing your interest and we'll get in touch with you. Or you can call our volunteering team, and that's on 01733 375 450.
Also joining us, we have Elizabeth Wagner from RNIB. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Now, we're talking treks today, because when we talk about fundraising, you know, it's not just sponsored walks. There's all sorts of things people can now do to help raise funds.
There are, and we have lots of really exciting treks happening this year for RNIB. And we're going to hear from Ken Carson, who actually took part in the Iceland trek, and hear a bit about why he chose to take part in the trek and his journey.
It was mainly to give something back for the support that RNIB provided to me since a major sight loss 5 years ago. Some of the support that I received was in terms of equipment, also mental support, dealing with the emotional side, which is huge. They also provided me with IT support. You know, one of the services RNIB provided was audiobooks, and that has really enhanced my life. Overall, it was an amazing experience. There was a group of 40, and of course, none of us knew each other. So there was a bit of a getting to know you on day one. But basically the trek was over 3 days, 37 kilometres. It was over extreme terrain in Iceland. We climbed volcanoes. We crossed lava fields. We had to wade through many rivers. In fact, some of the streams we had to, as a team, build stepping stones in order to get across, climb up and down the side of waterfalls. And then, I think towards the end of the trek, we had to descend through huge, spectacular valleys and negotiate hot springs, volcanic sulfur clouds, you name it, we did it. It was an exhilarating experience and very challenging too.
But what can a blind person get from trekking through Iceland?
The scenery in Iceland is so huge. You know, the volcanoes are so vast, the valleys are so huge. So I was still able to experience and feel quite close to Mother Nature. There's hot steam fizzing out of the ground. So it felt very close to Mother Nature. So it really was exhilarating. There was such wonderful camaraderie from the trek as well.
Elizabeth, an amazing experience that Ken had doing that trek through Iceland. And there are, as you said, all sorts of opportunities and different treks that people can get involved in.
Obviously, these are fundraising events, so we can do more of the really important work that we do. But there's so many other opportunities. It's such an exciting thing to do. It's ticking something off the bucket list. The ways that, you know, people can improve their confidence and make new friends, have new experiences. It's really all up for grabs. And it's one of the reasons why I love the type of fundraising that my job involves. And we're genuinely making strides to make these events more accessible as well. And one of the ones that we've got coming up actually towards the end of summer, which we'd love people to get involved in, is the Ben Nevis Challenge, the UK's tallest mountain. So Ben Nevis stands 1,344 metres above sea level, and it's an 11-mile distance kind of climbing up and down. I imagine the climbing up will be a lot slower. We've got around 25 people signed up so far, and we've got a real range of different people taking part. So we've got people who have been supported by RNIB in the past. We've got people who've had friends and family who've been supported by RNIB. And we've also got a number of employees from Specsavers taking part, one of our corporate partners. It takes place on the 17th to the 19th of August. The £75 registration fee to secure the place. And then we ask people to raise £475 in fundraising. And that includes two nights accommodation. It includes kind of transfers to the base of the mountain and back again. There's a celebration meal. There's kind of lunches included on the day as well.
If there's a helicopter ride to the top, I'd be up for that. That'd be quite good. The going down the mountain sounds fine. The going up sounds a bit of a struggle. Just remind us again, Lizzie, when that takes place.
So the 17th to the 19th of August, and yeah, we're still taking sign-ups now. So if you are interested, do get in contact, rnib.org.uk/Ben Nevis Challenge, or you can just email the event team on events@rnib.org.uk. It can be a life-changing experience taking part in something like this. You can achieve things that you never thought you would or could. And you do it with a great bunch of people. And I know it sounds cheesy, but you do genuinely go away having made fast friends.
Another great update. And let's hope more people do get involved in helping raise funds and taking part in events to support RNIB. We'll speak with Becca and Lizzie again next month. But for the moment, guys, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much. It's been brilliant to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Alan. Cheers.